Yes, and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiet, and you are welcome to this 1 hour extravaganza all about the music of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Lydia Isak from Moldova.
Hi, this is Tamara from Georgia.
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
And it's now time to start the show and play you a banger right here on Forest FM. Antique for Greece in 2001, Eurovision Song Contest in Copenhagen, Denmark, coming a third in that year's Eurovision Song Contest in 2001 with 147 points. One of the best loved Greek entries ever at the Eurovision Song Contest. The song with lyrics by Antonis Pappas and music by Nikos Terazis. Who would later compose Love Me Tonight, Belarus in 2005. Oh dear. Angelika Agbash, oh, she was a bit weird, is an up-tempo number inspired in part by Greek folk music. And lyrically, it deals with the realization of the part of the singers who sing in unison for most of the performance, and that their love is all that matters. And they tell each other that I would die for you, look into my eyes and see it's true. See how it rhymes. Ooh, yeah. Now, the contest performance was relatively static, with both singers doing back, and as well as the backing singers standing in front of microphones and singing. And Helena Paparizou, however, wore a very tight white outfit, and standing out way out from the backing singers, who were sort of wearing black, as well as her duet partner, Nikos. Now, while the contest by this point embraced pre-recorded pop music, Nikos performed with the traditional Greek instrument, the bouzouki, throughout. And the third place finish was Greece's highest place until 2005, and or 2004, when Sakis Rouvas also got third place with Shake It. But also in 2005, remember, Helena Paparizou, first time performing solo, won the contest in Kiev, Ukraine, with the song My Number One. And shockingly, Greece in 2002, the following year, picked the awful song Sagapo, S-A-G-A-P-O, by Michalakis Rakinatis. And it was awful. You remember Zorba the Greek and all that type of stuff, which Terry Wogan said. But Die For You did really well in the charts right across Europe, in Denmark, Germany, Greece, Norway, Romania, Sweden and Switzerland. Well, the interesting thing here is that Romania and Switzerland did not participate in 2001. Excuse me, but they saw it. All, yes. So, we've got requests and dedications coming up very soon from Andy Pack. Thank you very much, Andy, again for a request, as well as Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Can't wait to play your requests, boys. Can't wait. Now, we're going to the UK National Final in 1992. Yes, Michael Ball had his own National Final. Nine songs were there. And I must say, actually, I've heard them all, because obviously in 1992, I was 6 years old. I don't remember things like that. But, and I'm sorry to rub it in, but... You know what I mean? I'm not young anymore. I'm 32. Anyways. We have Michael Ball singing lots of songs, as I say. And they're really, really good pop music songs. And he's released all of them in his albums. And they're all worth a listen. Now, I've heard the song that actually came third in his national final in 1992. Obviously, we all know One Step Out of Time went to Malmo, Sweden, and came second. And the song that came second, As Dreams Go By, is a very popular song of Michael Ball's. And it's been covered by various superstars across Europe, including Jill Johnson, who represented Sweden in 1998. She also has covered that song, and it's awesome. So we're going to play the song, as I say, which came third. It's called Secret of Love. I love this tune, and I'm sure that you will do too. This is from the UK National Final in 1992.
When she said that we could be friends, that my heart turned to stone and broke again. How come that I'm feeling the way that I do? 'Cause the hurt is gone, and it's true 'cause of you. Where my heart used to be, but since you came along, can't you see? Rescue me.
Anastasio with Mias Poli for Cyprus in 1990. Great song. I love that. And if you're a regular listener to the Eurovision Showcase, you would know that that is one of my favourites. Oh yes. Now, Mias Poli in Greek into English means you talk too much. Oh yes. And Anastasio is pretty well known for his dancing classes in Cyprus. And if you want to see some amazing choreography with music from the 90s, real Stock Aitken and Waterman sounding music, at least, certainly, and actions, then you must watch the footage of the 1990 contest. Oh yes, there's plenty of it. So you must go and have a look. Righty-ho. So anyway, that Cyprus 1990 came 14th with 36 points. There we go. So it's time for our first request for this week. And we're going to Andy Peck. Andy, thank you very much for your request and for your message, your email. Lovely to have them. Please do send us an email if you'd like, guys. It would be lovely to hear from you. Our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. So great minds think alike, Andy said to me, because he was thinking of playing James Fox, Hold On To Our Love, because we haven't heard that in a while either. So great minds think alike, of course. He mentions about the World Cup, and it was just a real shame that England lost on Thursday night. No, was it Wednesday night? Dearie me. The week is moving swiftly on. And it's a real shame that football is not coming home, but the Maltese in 2014 had a fantastic song called Coming Home. It's called Firelight. Maybe the Eurovision showcase, the Eurovision Song Contest next year will come back home to the United Kingdom, maybe. Who knows? But this Maltese entry 2014 was awesome. I love it, and I hope you will do too. Andy Peck's request is Coming Home from Firelight, Malta 2014.
Freedom of life, I will express my soul. Look me in the eye and electrify my goal. I ain't gonna leave until you know my name. Stepping out of the shell, now don't you step in my way. Build another wall and watch it crumble by your side. Oh, I'm coming home. I'm not holding back, no, I ain't wasting time. Then you must come for the ride. If your sky will fall, I'll shelter you from the rain. There's not a cloud in the sky that can come in the rain. Oh, roaming through fields, I'm trying to find this new land. It's only because I'm
kleine Italiener. Italiener, die träumen von Napoli, Fontina und Marina, die warten schon lang auf sie, zwei kleine Italiener, die sind so allein. Eine Reise in den Süden ist für andere schick und fein, doch die beiden Italiener möchten gern zu Hause sein. O Tina, o Marina, wenn wir uns einmal wiedersehen. O Tina, o Marina, dann wird es wieder schön. Zwei kleine Italiener vergessen die Heimat nie, die Palmen und die Mädchen am Strande von Napoli. Zwei kleine Italiener, die sehen es ein. Eine Reise in den Süden ist für andere schick und fein. Doch die beiden Italiener möchten gern zu Hause sein. O Tina, o Marina, wenn wir uns einmal wiedersehen. O Tina, o Marina, dann wird es wieder schön. Zwei kleine Italiener am Bahnhof, da kennt man sie. Sie kommen jeden Abend zum D-Zug nach Napoli. Zwei kleine Italiener, die schauen hinterdrein. Eine Reise in den Süden ist für andere schick und fein. Doch die beiden Italiener möchten gern zu Hause sein. O Tina, o Marina, wenn wir uns einmal wiedersehen. O Tina, o Marina, dann wird es wieder schön.
Oh, that's cheesy, isn't it? The true Eurovision classic there. Germany 1982, Ich sein klein Italiener, which I hope I pronounced that right. My German is terrible. It is Two Little Italians, sung by Connie Frobros. I hope I've pronounced that right again. Oh my goodness, my German, terrible. My German is terrible. That's what I meant. All I can say is Lass die Sonne in dein Herz, you know, or über die Brücke gehen. Träume sind für alle da, für alle. You know, wir geben a party. That's all I know. Eurovision song titles. Right, we have the lovely Robert Wallström's request coming up very soon, as well as Live and Kicking and the Eurovision Showcase news. But first, at around about this time, we have
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I get my husband Rob to get the hat out. Well, two of the hats. We have a hat full of countries and a hat full of years. We then glue one of them picked out together, and then we put them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase. So, Rob has picked the country of... Okay, we have... Sweden. Okay, we got Sweden. We kicked their backsides, didn't we, a couple of weeks ago in the World Cup. The year 2008. Oh, now this is interesting. The song Hero is the entry for Sweden in 2008 Eurovision Song Contest, which was written by Fredrik Kemper and Bobby Lundgren, and it was entered into the 2008 Melodifestivalen Swedish National Final Contest, and it was initially rumoured to be sung by Måns Zelmerlöw. Charlotte Pirelli was the first choice singer of the contest and won Melodifestivalen in the Globen on the 15th of March 2008. And due to this, she went to represent Sweden at the Eurovision Song Contest in Belgrade, Serbia. Now, the single Hero was released on the 12th of March in 2008, and it topped the Swedish charts. It was certified gold in recognition of its 10,000 copies sold. And after the contest, it was certified platinum, as 40,000 copies were sold. The song entered the third place at Svenskoppen on the 13th of April, 2008, and it stayed in the chart for 8 weeks until the 1st of June 2008, peaking at number 3. The Swedish single Top 100, she peaked at number 1 for 5 weeks and left the chart after 19 weeks. Her position in the best of all time is 503 with 786 points. I don't know what that means. But it did chart pretty well. It charted across Europe. In there's a European Hot 100 singles chart. I don't know if it's still around anymore. We have the Finnish charts, the Swedish charts. She got to number one, obviously. Denmark, Switzerland, Norway, Hungary, and Turkey. Yes, indeed. So, in the end, she managed to get into the grand final, because back in 2008, there was some really weird stuff going on. Basically, she made it through the semi-finals on the 22nd of May due to the jury, and she managed to complete into the final. And she actually got 12th in her semi, but because of the jury's backed her up, basically, she got a wild card into the grand final. It was a very confusing situation back then. It was really weird. But the Macedonians would have qualified if it wasn't for Sweden, basically. So, anyways, we move swiftly on. Charlotte Pirelli was also known as Charlotte Nilsson. She got married, and Charlotte Nilsson won for Eurovision for Sweden in 1999 with Take Me to Your Heaven, of course, in Jerusalem, Israel. So, let's hear Sweden, 2008. Charlotte Pirelli with Hero.
Rob's Random Request.
Longer.
Switzerland. You're listening to
Eurovision Showcase
on Forest FM.
This is our song, Stones. Enjoy!
Wild joker on a gold throne. Blood diamond summer home. Wrong people with the right to know. But I can't do anything about it. All saying that life's hard. Don't want it in a backyard. We should be further from the start. But I can't do anything about it. We're so afraid we'd fire away. What's a life worth? We're so afraid, repeat the mistake. Is the enemy. It's been this way for centuries, and I can't do anything about it. Can't wait to light the cannonball. Can't face the mirror, says it all. Sins of the father make us fall, and I can't do anything about it. We so afraid we fire away.
That's the Amazing Zibs with Stone, Switzerland 2018, right here on the Eurovision Showcase. We got Live and Kicking and Robert Wallstrom's request coming up very soon. But first up, it is time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 15th of July 2018. The national broadcaster of Bosnia and Herzegovina has turned down an offer by Ralf Ziegel to sponsor the nation's participation at Eurovision 2019. BHRT, the Bosnian broadcaster, has confirmed that the veteran songwriter has approached them to fund their participation for next year, and on the condition that Hanka Paldum can represent the country in Lisbon. But, however, current EBU sanctions have meant the offer had to be declined. Radio Télévision Suisse, the French language broadcaster in Switzerland, has launched their search for songs for the 2019 Eurovision Song Contest, using its radio station Option Musique to search for the Swiss entry. RTS is looking for singers and songwriters to write a song and to represent who wish to write a song to represent Switzerland at next year's Eurovision Song Contest in Israel. The following rules is that songs cannot have been released before September the 1st, 2018. No more than six singers can be on stage, and songs cannot exceed the 3-minute length. Belarus, the host country of Junior Eurovision 2018, will select its Junior Eurovision artist on August the 31st. In Russia, Russian music superstars have released brand new music, including Sergei Lazarev, Polina Gagarina, and Cerebo, so do check that out. There's also new music from European singers, including Hadis, Barai, Oshin, Yossi Papai, and Lone Lonskaita. And finally, Greek Eurovision winner from 2005, Helena Paparizou, has joined Sirhat on a new version of his song, Total Disguise. And if I can find it in the next few minutes, I will play it for you. But that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Uri-Tutiot, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows. Spread your love.
Hello, this is Suri from the United Kingdom, and this is my song Storm. Enjoy!
Madame Monsieur from France.
And this is our song Merci. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello, this is Ari Olason from Iceland. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Our Choice. Enjoy.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
Now, I've got to tell you about this amazing concert that's taking place in London on the 18th of August 2018. Yes, Eurostars in concert will be at the Water Rats in London. Central London, of course. Not too far away from King's Cross, you see. Oh no. And the various acts that have already been announced are as follows: Esther Hart, who represented the Netherlands in 2003, Scott Fitzgerald, who came second for the United Kingdom in 1988 with the song Go, and this lovely lady song, which we're going to play now, the UK entry, 2001. It's Lindsay Drakus with No Dream Impossible. So for more details, head over to Eurostars, that's stars with a Z, .co.uk.
We look for the highest. We follow the stream.
Lindsay Drakus, No Dream Impossible, and that was the UK entry in 2001. Now, that came 15th in Copenhagen, Denmark, and I must admit that's one of my favourite Eurovision entries that the UK has sent, but I know the performance on the night wasn't the greatest. It's a real shame. It was poor old Lindsay. She managed to do the performance on the night actually pretty well, the last note at least, but in the towards the end it was getting a really bit shaky and you could tell that she was getting a bit nervous, bless her, but oh, never mind. But the song is still awesome, of course. Yes, now we're going to Gothenburg, Sweden, or Göteborg if you're Swedish, of course, and Robert Wallström's amazing request is coming up next. Now, this song came second in the Irish national final in 1990. Yes. And it's Linda Martin. Yes, Linda Martin came second in the Irish national final in 1990 with the song All the People in the World. Now, this is incredibly cheesy. Oh, it is so cheesy. But it's not bad, actually. It's not bad. Hence why I'm playing it for you. I don't want to give you, you know, naff songs necessarily. But she's tried many, many times to represent Ireland. Obviously, the last time before 1990, she represented Ireland in 1984 with Terminal 3 and coming second. So that wasn't so bad. But in 1992, she obviously won the Irish National Final and went on to win Eurovision with the song Why Me, which was written by Johnny Logan. So let's hear the song where she almost went to Zagreb in Yugoslavia for the Eurovision Song Contest, and now Croatia, obviously. So here we go. This is Linda Martin and Friends with All the People in the World. And this is a little bit of a cheesy peace song, so do bear in mind, but it is quite cheery and happy, so there you go. Enjoy it.
All the people in the world join together, each boy and girl. Let your heart sing this melody. All the best things in life are free.
In life are free. All the best things in life.
Catherine Ferry, representing France in 1976. That is Un, Deux, Trois. One, two, three. Ah, what a great song by France. It came second with 147 points, just like the Greek entry in 2001. Yeah, but Greece came third. But France managed to come second with those amounts of points. Oh, yes. And fantastic, fantastic song by France. And they were just behind the UK entry that year. The Brotherhood of Man with Save Your Kisses for Me. Now, the French went through an extensive selection process in 1976. They had two semi-finals and a final, just like they did this year, actually, in 2018, with Madame Monsieur. Oh, wasn't it great? Merci, merci. Je veux bien, merci. So, right, now let's have this amazing segment. I love this bit. Oh! Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself, and with commentary, usually, from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. And we remember and miss him so well, so much, so much. So we're going to the 1997 Eurovision Song Contest, the contest where we won. Katrina and the Waves, Love, Shine a Light. Now, this song, which I'm going to play for you and we're going to feature this week on the Eurovision Showcases Live and Kicking, is the Estonian entry. It came 8th with 82 points and it's from the very beautiful Malia Ilus. And the song is called Kelle Tudma. And Kelle Tudma, from Estonian into English, means forbidden land. This is a stunning song, so I hope you enjoy this performance from 1997's Eurovision Song Contest in the Point Theatre, Dublin, Ireland.
We're only here for the crack anyway. It's Estonia next, which has been very well regarded and very well backed, according to Paddy Power, bookmaker to Toffs and Gentry. 8-1. I've been there. I don't remember her. Waterford Castle, that is, lovely place. I think that's where Fitzgerald wrote Omar Khayyam, you know. Loaf of bread, a jug of wine, a good stout glass of Guinness in front of you. Estonian. Kilatud Ma, Forbidden Land. It's going to be performed by Maria. The music is by Harmo Kalaste. Are you impressed with my Estonian? The lyrics are by Kari Silama. You're not going to contradict me, are you? Forbidden Land. Why hide yourself in yesterday? Why not hide yourself in the middle of next week? When you disappear, you remain there. This is a pretty girl. This is a popular song. Kilatud Ma, Estonia. That's Tarmo Laitanen. Maria. Tallinn next year. Anybody know what that is? See there, we're numbering the songs for you. But don't worry too much, there'll be a reprise at the end of the 25 of all 25 songs, and you'll have the number that you want to vote for.
Under the blue sky, it's just you and I wonder why. I can't be with anyone else but you.
Is it something in your eyes, or your innocent lies, that makes me feel like I'm lost here? I'm wandering around in total disguise. It was extraordinary, and for one too many, I loved you, saved him, Sani.
Sani, save Benny, save Benny.
Since you could make me smile, then you
hope it's true.
And I am with you.
We'll go on a trip
that will never be through. Whatever you do,
tell me you feel the same way too.
Was something different, wasn't it? That is Sir Hat featuring Helena Paparizou with the song Total Disguise. That's where San Marino 2016 fuses with Greece 2005 and 2001. Oh yes, interesting stuff there. Right, well thank you for joining me, Kieran Uritasit, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me again next Sunday at 5 p.m. where I play you some fantastic music from the continent of Europe. Follow me on Twitter at ESC Showcase, like our Facebook page, The Eurovision Showcase, and go to our website, escshowcase.podbean.com. Arrivederci, au revoir, and have a wonderful week. Toodaloo!